Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock market. So, VIX is about 30 nowadays. Throughout most parts of the day, we could see in India, VIX was above 30. But again, towards the end, it did cool down and came down to 29.23. But again, above 30 is no trading zone for me. And hence, I did not trade today at all. So, VIX above 30, high uncertainty in the market. So, thought to stay away from the market. But otherwise, I was still watching the markets. And at one point, seeing Bank Nifty breaking 35,000 and trying to move down definitely gave me a scare. I hope it did the same for you as well, right? I mean, Bank Nifty breaking 35,000 towards the lower side, but it was definitely a great sight to watch to see Bank Nifty bouncing back up and to give a very good quick up move towards the end and thereby closing much above 35,000. So definitely good to see that. So yep. Since the previous many days, as we've been seeing in the market, a gap down opening and then a further up move. That's exactly what we saw today. But again, it's a negative closing for Nifty, Bank Nifty and almost all the major indices. But if you look into the day candle, it's a green candle. That's mostly because of the up move that we found towards the end of the day. So yeah, that's the larger update from the day. But otherwise, if you look, crude oil prices are moving up like anything else. And why? There is still uncertainty coming from the Russia-Ukraine issue. Still not sure what's to happen. And one major update you should know is, again, tonight, Russia is ready to talk with Ukraine again. But Ukraine hasn't given a proper update yet. But who knows, if there is going to be a talk tonight, there can be an update from there. Right? But again, these are all uncertain stuff. But one certain thing happening because of this uncertainty is crude oil price going up. Metal prices, commodity prices moving up, right? In fact, crude oil price has gone to $113. Can you even comprehend that? $113 is where crude oil has gone up to. In fact, metal prices are moving up so much so that Nifty Metal moved up 4% today. Maybe that's not giving you perspective. Nifty Metal up by 4% means Nifty Metal, the index, is almost hitting its all-time high. When Nifty is down so much, Bank Nifty is down so much, all the major indices in the world are down so much, Nifty Metal is reaching its all-time high. So that's the craziness which is happening there. Anyways, without further ado, let's get right into the show to discuss more. The name is Charles Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So nothing major to be spoken about the trade ideas because I did not enter. And again, since the VIX is remaining about near 30, I'm absolutely sure even tomorrow morning, I would have good premium. So tomorrow expiry day, I think it should be okay for me to trade. So the plan is even if tomorrow morning, if I can get good premiums, I can trade that, get at least 0.5 to 0.8% profit. I'll be happy for the week. So that is the plan. Looking forward to seeing you in tomorrow's show and update you on what exactly happened in the market tomorrow, right? Otherwise, let's get into the first segment of the show. Markets today. So today I would probably start with what happened yesterday. That's before getting into today's market because we opened with a gap down opening, right? So we should discuss about what exactly happened there, right? So again, uncertainty, not much of clarity what's happening there, right? So one thing which was happened was 12 Russian diplomats in the US, they were dismissed by the US government. And Russia said they would probably retaliate because of this. So that was one fear. And then Belarus actually said they can send their troops to help Russia. So that was, again, not a great update. And also, we saw yesterday post coming in from Ukraine saying that Ukraine actually gave a written application to join the European Union. So they've been saying this since a long time, but this time they signed an application and gave it to the European Union. The posts were shared by the Ukrainian government, even on Twitter. So that was major. So if that is to be accepted, then again, I'm sure Russia would absolutely not love it. And there could be larger moves by Russia. Things can get worse there, right? I mean, those are the lines in which things can happen. So this happened yesterday. Today early morning, and thus we opened with a gap down opening. I mean, US had a bad day yesterday. Asian markets were down, and thus we opened with a gap down. And today we know what happened in the market. I'll definitely talk about this. But again, if I again give you an update regarding what's happening there, uncertainty continues, right? I mean, I wouldn't get into the exact details of what exactly happened there. I don't think how fruitful that is. But one thing I would say is, Russia has said that they're ready to talk with Ukraine tonight, but there hasn't been a solid update from Ukraine yet, so we don't know what's going to happen. So that's one thing. If you're holding on to an overnight position, that is something which you should be concerned about, right? Since I'm not holding on to, so I wouldn't even talk about it a lot. Now, speaking about Nifty and Bank Nifty today, Nifty closing 1.12% down, while Bank Nifty closing 2.3% down. Speaking about Nifty, Nifty, we know 16,650 to 670 is a major resistance. Nifty tested it in the morning, then went down till 16,500, right? And it was good to see 16,500 acting as a support and Nifty moving up and closing at 16,600, just above 16,600, right? And as we've been seeing in the previous few days, Reliance, again, because energy prices are moving up, Reliance had a good day. Reliance moved up by 1.6%, thereby helping Nifty to not move as much as down as Bank Nifty, right? So Reliance help for sure. Nifty metal stocks help definitely, right? Speaking about Bank Nifty, banking stocks, financial services stocks had a very bad day. Bank Nifty down by 2.3%. HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank, two index heavyweights in Bank Nifty, both of them down by nearly more than 3.5%. So no small thing at all. So banks having a bad day is what we could see. And as I said, the first scare that Bank Nifty gave me was when Bank Nifty broke 35,050. You know the importance of 35,050? That is the low Bank Nifty created last Thursday. So it's similar to 16,200 levels in Nifty. Nifty just went down to 16,500, where Bank Nifty broke the previous Thursday's low. So it was never a good sign. Then further, Bank Nifty went down, broke 35,000 as well. And I was like, definitely not feeling good. I was like, that's an actual technical weakness also on top of all the other weakness that we're having in the market, right? But again, it was a great sight to watch for Bank Nifty. All of the banking stocks to recover for a sharp up move towards the end, and thereby Bank Nifty also moving up, right? Speaking about the buzzing sectors from the day, again, Nifty metal up by 4%, near its all-time high. Nifty energy doing well because of Reliance, and other energy stocks, including IEX, doing well today is what we could see, right? The sectors which especially performed bad, again, as I mentioned, is Bank Nifty, our Bank Nifty, and Fin Nifty. Also, Nifty Auto joined them in moving down, right? Nifty Auto down by nearly 3% today. Speaking about the buzzing stocks, again, Nifty Auto is what I would speak here, right? Because yesterday being March 1st, it's the first day of a month, and because of that, auto sales data were out, and auto sales data were not that great, I would say. Maruti reported a 7% year-on-year fall in sales, and Maruti moved down 6% today. And similarly, a lot of the automobile stocks moved down 3-5% today, right? Otherwise, interestingly, Dr. Reddy's moved down by 5% today. Nothing more stock specific to be spoken about here. We could see a lot of startup stocks, right? The so-called startup stocks, which have been moving down a lot, kind of recovering today. Nika, Devyani, a lot of them are recovering today is what we could see. Right, cool. So yeah, moving down, let's discuss about what to expect in the market tomorrow, right? So as of now, if you look into the European markets are looking good. It's looking positive. All of them are not trading in the green. But if you look into price action, they opened with a slight gap down. All of them are moving up. So the price action looks positive as of now. US futures also, if you look, they're also trading in the green right now. And again, off late, we've been seeing the European and the US markets moving down a lot more than how much the Indian markets moved up, right? Absolutely makes sense because they are more impacted by what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. So down a lot now, they're recovering. Okay, it's what we could see. Anyways, let's wait for this talk, the probable talk between Ukraine and Russia tonight, and how the US markets are reacting to it. So, something that I'll definitely be watching. Otherwise, speaking about OA analysis, 17,500 having the largest call I build up, and 16,000 having the largest put I build up. But also interesting to see that there is a considerable enough high call I build up at 17,000 as well, which makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, a lot of you, probably 90, 95, 99% of you would be of the view that Nifty's expiry will be below 17,000 tomorrow, right? So anyways, let's see. I don't have a position, so I wouldn't speculate a lot. So yeah, it's more about the talks tomorrow and then about OA analysis. And again, it's expiry eve, and I would definitely talk about levels. So speaking about resistance levels, I'll be watching out for us 16670. Today's high 16670 is the first resistance I want Nifty to cross for me to sell puts a bit more aggressively. Then 16740 and finally 16840-850 level. If 16850 is broken, I hope it doesn't. Good for the long term, but again, on an expiry view, if that's being broken, then Nifty is getting back into good levels, right? So 16670, 16740, 16850, these are the resistances I'll be watching out for tomorrow. Speaking about supports, 16555, 16500, which is today's low, that 16500 to 16480 level. Today's low is another major support I'll be watching out for, and then 16370, these are the supports I'll be watching out for. So as per and as how Nifty moves around these levels, I'll be moving my positions accordingly, right? So that's the plan. Expecting for the IV to not cool down by tomorrow morning, mix to be still here by tomorrow morning, so that I'll get juicy premiums right in the morning to sell and still make profits in the week. So that's the plan for tomorrow, to be very honest. So that's it from my side. I don't see any questions here. I see Jibin Joy asking Amal Prashant, how much did you book with Iron Condor? So a few of them in the community traded today is what I see. They entered into a 16300 call sell and a 15600 put sell. And I think a lot of them exited with slight profits, but good that you're at least experimenting, right? I could have experimented with today's market with very small capital, so they effectively reducing my exposure, my position sizing, and then getting a feel of how this market is. But again, I thought not to trade and utilize the day better, right? I could do a lot of work other than trading, so that was great. Right, cool. So I was just looking into the comments to see what's happening there. So that's it from my side. I see that it's a quick show. So no major updates. The uncertainty in the market continues. One event to watch out for. And I've already discussed the levels I'll be watching out for tomorrow for my expiry option selling trade setup. Right. So yeah. Right. Martin Emmanuel, what's it? What are you talking about? I haven't seen what you're talking about. Oh, cool. Yeah, I see that. So that's it from my side for today. Wishing you all the very best for tomorrow's expiry. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.